And now, Marcia Hunt, famous motion picture and stage star in a drama of the unexpected, titled Birthday Present.
I'm sick of it. Sick of it all. This shabby house with its faded wallpaper and flowered rugs and imitation Chippendale furniture. I'm tired of wearing clothes that were mass-produced and fed up with cheap restaurants that have jukeboxes instead of orchestras. I'm sick of everything second-rate, of this life, even of John, and most of all of myself. Because I've let them do it to me. It's my own fault. I let them. Ever since I was a little girl, I let them put me off with substitutes. Always I had to take second best. Ever since I was a little girl. But, Mother, I want a new dress. One that's really my own. Not something Sis had and you cut down to fit me. Just once, Mother. I wore my sister's dress. I wore all her dresses. And then finally, just before I was leaving to enroll at college, my father bought me an outfit of my own. A whole outfit. $34.98 in the bargain basement. For a whole day, I thought I was free from substitutes. But that evening, my father said...
Ann, I want to talk to you for a moment.
Yes, Dad?
I know you've got your heart set on going to the university.
Oh, I have. You know I have.
Well, Ann... You see, things haven't been going too well this year. Well, you'll have to go to school somewhere else.
Oh.
You understand, don't you, Ann?
Sure. I understand.
I'm sorry it can't be the university, but Teachers Normal is the next best thing.
Yes, I know it is. While I was at Teachers Normal, I met Roger and fell in love with him. It was as simple as that. We were right for each other, and I knew we'd be married soon.
Of course I love you, Ann, and I'd like to marry you, but...
But what?
I can't.
Oh.
You've got to understand, Ann. I just can't. I've got my family to think of, and they don't know you the way I do. You've got to understand.
I do, Roger. I do very clearly. I always understand. So I married someone else. John. And came to live in this house. I suppose it isn't a bad house, not really. Just empty and colorless, like my life. And that's how it's been, always, ever since I was a little girl. Do you know what it means, never to have anything that's right, that's real and glows with being the thing you want? Do you know what it means to take the second best, always the second best? To accept the substitute, smiling just as if you didn't care, until you're sick of everything and you almost don't care. And then, suddenly, after years of wanting and not getting, you see one thing, one simple thing you truly desire. It's real and right and wanted. You can afford it practically, and you've got to have it. Not something like it. Not a substitute. Not a replacement that's just as good and only a little cheaper. But the thing itself. There, catching your eye. Tugging at your brain. And telling you, if you don't own me, you'll never have anything you really want. Never, never, never. I'm your last chance. That's what happened. Just a week ago. I was walking down Franklin Street. I glanced in the window of Mr. Evans' jewelry store, and I saw it. There wasn't anything else in the window, just a box lined in gray suede, bathed in the glow of a pink spotlight, open and proudly presenting the loveliest gold bracelet I'd ever seen.
Good morning, Mrs. March. Is there something I can show you?
Yes, Mr. Evans. That square-linked gold bracelet in the window, I suppose it must be terribly expensive.
Oh, a lovely piece. Quite an unusual design. May I show it to you?
If you please.
Yes, certainly. Here you are.
Oh, it's lovely. How much is it, Mr. Evans?
$160 with the tax.
Well, that's not too expensive for a gold bracelet, is it?
Very reasonable. And if you're interested, we also have the same design in...
No. No, thank you. I wouldn't be interested in anything but the gold.
Of course.
Here, Mr. Evans, you can put it back in the box. Thank you very much for showing it to me. I'll speak to my husband. I have a birthday next week.
Well, yes, I understand, Mrs. March. I hope you and your husband will be in again this week.
I hope so, too. I think it can be arranged, Mr. Evans. I think it can be arranged. John?
Yes, dear?
I saw the most beautiful bracelet today in Evan's window. It was just the sort of thing I've always wanted.
Oh?
I suppose it's too expensive. Nice things usually are, but it was so perfect, so exquisite. And I thought, well, next week is...
Your birthday, I know. That reminds me, I wanted to talk to you about your birthday.
Oh?
I thought perhaps this year we could skip some of the extra expense. You've always been reasonable and sensible. That's why I married you.
No, John. I'm not reasonable and sensible. Not now. Not anymore. I'm tired of being practical and understanding. I want to be wild and extravagant. I want to have something just once the way I want it, at the time I want it. Oh, please, John, I know I'm being silly. I know we can't afford it, but, darling, I do want that bracelet. I can't tell you why or how, but it means more to me than just a piece of jewelry. Somehow, in some way, it stands for everything I've ever wanted. Wanted and not been able to have. Everything.
Gee, honey, I didn't know you felt that way. I guess things haven't always worked out like we planned. I'm sorry.
It isn't your fault, John. Not really.
I'll do what I can about the bracelet. I won't promise, Anne, but I'll do what I can.
I know you will, darling. I didn't mean to lose my temper. I haven't been feeling very well.
Forget it, Anne. Don't apologize. We'll just forget about the whole thing.
So John forgot about my outburst. But I couldn't forget the gold bracelet. All week long, I kept telling myself over and over, he had bought it, he had bought it. And I was going to wear the gold bracelet on my birthday. More coffee, John?
No, thanks. I've got to run. I'm a little late this morning. Goodbye, dear.
Oh, goodbye.
Is anything wrong?
No. Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Goodbye.
I know. You think I've forgotten, don't you? Well, I haven't. Happy birthday, darling. Here's something for you.
Oh, don't keep me in suspense. What is it?
Oh, just some candy.
Candy? Oh, but the box is so small. It isn't candy, John. I can tell. Here on the paper it says Evans Jewelry.
Go ahead and open it.
Oh, darling, darling, you did remember. You did. It's the bracelet. I know it's the bracelet. Oh, John, you're wonderful. Life's wonderful. I can't wait to put it on.
Well, don't you like it?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. It's beautiful. Just what I wanted. Oh, thank you, John, for the bracelet. It was a very pretty bracelet, nestled in a gray suede box, square-linked, exactly like the one in the window, except that this bracelet was made of silver. My birthday present. A silver bracelet. Not gold, silver. Dead white against the gray suede. Another substitute. Now I know I'll never have anything the way I want it. I'll always have to take second best. Always. No. No, I won't do it. Not this time. I'll go downtown. I've got some money saved. Not much, but my credit's good. Mr. Evans will understand. He'll let me pay off the difference. The gold bracelet can't be much more expensive, and it's the best. I'm going to have it just this once. I'm going to have the best.
Good morning, Mrs. March.
Happy birthday. Of course, you're pleased with the bracelet.
Oh, it's very nice. There's just one thing.
Yes?
I would have preferred the gold. That is, if you haven't sold it.
No, we still have it in stock.
I could make up the difference. Perhaps not right away.
Difference? Why, Mrs. March, the difference is about $150 in your favor. That bracelet you have is platinum, one of the very finest we've ever had in the store. Don't you realize that platinum is much more expensive than gold?
Platinum?
You have a very thoughtful husband, Mrs. March. You're a lucky woman.
Oh, yes, Mr. Evans. I guess you're right. I am lucky. Very lucky. And this birthday present is the best I could ever have. The very best.
Birthday Present, starring Marcia Hunt, was transcribed in Hollywood. Listen for another exciting story starring one of your favorite motion picture stars who meets the unexpected. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, presented under the supervision of Alvin C. Gershenson.